why Macau does not have a comprehensive anti-discrimination law? Is there any technical difficulties? The principle of equality is a basic principle in our legal system. It is in basic law and it is a constitutional clause. It's in the code on specific issues like education, medical care, and education and other aspects. So equality is reflected everywhere. So equality and non-discrimination is two sides of the same issue. To give protection by law and prohibit subjective discrimination. Technically, in the legal system, laws in every various levels have reflected the principle of equality. So MSAR thinks that it is not necessary to promulgate a general law on this issue. And on the issue of transgender persons, this is a complex issue. A few years ago, we set up a specific working group on the marriage and recognition of identity of transgender persons to conduct comprehensive studies. The delegation chief has also mentioned that Macau is a society influenced by values in Eastern societies. We respect the rights of the majority of people. We hope that in law we can find a method to accommodate the interests of all members of the society and balance the interests. And we are proceeding on the issue. Mr. Faria also mentioned the law against domestic violence, and also to answer the question from Gomez. Because in the law against domestic violence, it's also about the protection of same-sex persons. A marriage is recognized as a marriage between a man and a woman, and same-sex marriage is not in our law. In future, whether on relevant issues and along with the progress of the society and the consensus in the society, we will see whether in legislation we can solve the problem. If in the law against domestic violence and there is no protection against same-sex couples, it doesn't mean that there isn't any protection of them in the general law. For example, in corresponding, there is corresponding protection in the general law. And also, on the understanding of the law against domestic violence, our law has reference to the legislative experience of European continental law. And the domestic violence is defined as continuous maltreatment acts. And first of all, it should be continuous. For example, physical, mental violence on a continuous situation that will constitute as a domestic violence. If among family members, if the act is a serious injury to the body or rape or even more serious, it will be treated as an even more serious crime according to the law. For the specific situations, I will give the floor to my colleague, Mr. Hong Wai from the Social Welfare Bureau. I'm the director of the Social Welfare Bureau. I would like to thank